USA Radio News.
Most Americans blame President Joe Biden, not Russia's invasion of Ukraine, for rampant inflation plaguing the U.S. This according to a study released Tuesday. The Convention of States Action Trafalgar Group survey found almost 60% of people identified Biden's policies and spending as the leading contributor to rising inflation in the U.S. Biden told reporters earlier in May his administration's policies are helping, not causing, inflation and high gas prices. Detroit's mayor is denying claims being leveled against him. Detroit Mayor Mike Dugan says it's nonsense. He would have knowingly outed the identity of a confidential FBI informant for a federal corruption investigation. Dugan said in a press conference he did not know a confidential source was involved in the no-bid towing case. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
The U.S. Supreme Court wants to find the leak. Reporter Lance Pry has the story.
Supreme Court officials are ramping up their search for the traitor of the court after passing a leaked draft opinion that leans towards overturning Roe v. Wade. Officials are requiring law clerks to provide cell phone records and sign affidavits. Some clerks say they've begun exploring the concept of hiring outside counsel. The court's moves are unprecedented and will probably find who supplied Politico with the stolen draft. A timeline by the court was not provided.
On Thursday, the House Judiciary Committee is putting gun control front and center. It will consider 8 pieces of gun control legislation that will be packaged together as the Protecting Our Kids Act. It will move to the House floor for a vote next week. That move comes as President Biden told reporters Tuesday he plans to meet with Congress. His staff mentioned executive action. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The Democratic-led committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol has subpoenaed Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan. Congressman Jordan says he thinks the entire committee is too political.
In this situation, they get to leak things. They get to lie about things. They lied about me. They lied about a text message I had forwarded to the White House chief of staff, so much so that the committee had to come out and say we regret the error.
Congressman Jordan is pushing back at the subpoena in a letter and questioning its constitutionality. The first hearing by the January 6th committee is next week, and several other congressional Republicans have also been sent a subpoena. Tragedy strikes in the NFL.
Jeff Gladney, a cornerback for the Vikings last year and traded to the Arizona Cardinals this year, died in a car crash Monday morning in Dallas, Texas. The Dallas County Sheriff's Department is reporting the crash took place around 2:30 a.m. Central and involved 2 vehicles. A preliminary investigation found that the vehicle Jeff was in was speeding and clipped a second vehicle from behind. His vehicle then lost control and hit a freeway beam, killing him and an unidentified woman inside. No one in the other vehicle was injured. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The NBA Finals are set to begin Thursday night in San Francisco. The Golden State Warriors will host the Boston Celtics. Tip-off for the game set for just after 9 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.